Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
And good morning to everyone. Thank you for listening to Kicks Country. It's now time for the Clay County Corner. We're having some technical difficulties. Working on them right now down at the station in Salina. And we'll have them on just as soon as I can. I'm going to play a little music right now. This is Travis Tritt with George Thorogood, Moving On Over.
Came in last night about 10:30. Woman of mine wouldn't let me in. Said, moving on over. Rocking on. Told
Opportunity to welcome you in here a few minutes late. We've had some kind of technical difficulty. We're sitting here now. We're going to broadcast today through one of these cellular devices. I've got Katie May sitting here with me. We'd like to welcome, she and I would like to welcome everyone in this morning. It's a pleasure being here with you. And Katie's been here before a few times. And we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some gardening here in Clay County and things like that when we might as well just go ahead and start doing that here right now, Katie. And I did have one invention today that I want to mention in the day in history. This is the day that the typewriter was had, the first typewriter, and they called it a typograph. And so I kind of thought that was a bit of news. And also, maybe in a few minutes later, we may talk a little bit about the COVID thing here. And I know last week we had folks from the school system here and they talked about the opening. And yesterday, if you watched any of the news, the PLSAA folks met talking about fall sports and things. And everything is still kind of up in the air. They've got some plans in place if some things happen. Nothing has been definitely called off yet, but we do know that if you watched this morning's news, you noticed that Nashville, Tennessee was listed among the 11 most dangerous COVID cities in the United States right now. So, you know, there's still an emergency going on, folks, and we still need to be careful. Well, with that, good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
And like I said, we're kind of sitting here with a phone between us. Katie, I know like I said, as a high school, catch yourself on you a little bit. What's going on in your life?
Well, I graduated high school, and so I'm getting ready for the next part of life, which will be going to college, and I'm going to get a degree in education. But mainly this summer, I've occupied my time still continuing my 4-H project, which has been my raised bed gardening.
Okay, now, I caught my first raised bed garden this year.
That's awesome.
I caught a tomato plant and decided they were vining plants instead of bearing plants. You got any ideas about that?
I don't know. I don't know about
that. Exactly, with the raised bed garden, we do know that is something that is going on all over the country now.
Yeah.
For city folks, country folks, and they're all trying this. This is exactly what we're talking about.
We are talking about a bed that is however big you want it, and it is raised up. However big you want it raised up, and really the point of it, I guess, is for people that don't necessarily want to get down on their hands and knees while they garden.
Pull weeds.
Yeah, pull weeds all the time. It's just an easier way to maintain your garden.
Okay, now the scope and the size of things you can do with that.
It's amazing. You can grow anything in one of these beds. It really depends on how deep the soil is, or if you have a vegetable that needs deeper roots, or if you need shallower roots, you can just build it maybe a foot high. It really depends on what the vegetable needs to grow. And my square beds, I actually do a square foot method, to where each square foot in the garden has its own particular needs, and it helps stay organized and like, it helps you better care for the vegetables, I think, because you know that in this bed, in this spot, you know you're growing sweet potatoes, you know you're growing broccoli, you know you're growing cabbage or whatever. It helps maintain the garden, and it helps it organize, and it actually, by doing the square footage, we have got a bigger yield out of our square footage grapes garden than we did out of just filling up the ground and planting
mows. How big a bed are you going?
We have two, we're about eight. I'm trying to think and aspect how much is my garden. We have two 3x10, and then two more, one's like 4x10, and so that's the total of our raised beds. We took an old kiddie pool last year that we had that got holes in it, and we have turned that into our herb garden, and it grows all of our herbs that we use for spices and teas and stuff like that.
Okay, let me ask you about this. Now, I know most of us, when we built this thing, we put some rocks and things at the bottom of it, kind of a filler, and you put maybe a liner, some type of porous liner in there so the water won't stand in the bottom of it, and these kind of things. And then you fill it with garden soil.
Yes.
Active garden soil. Or you can pull through it, I guess, and find it. But with active garden soil, what about the fertilization process when you use garden soil?
It really depends on what type of fertilizer you need and what you want for your vegetables. Like, we use compost to fertilize our garden. We take our waste and we compost it.
You're organic.
Yeah, we try as much as we can to stay organic, but sometimes the bugs win and we have to use pesticides.
Yeah. I do know that, you know, most when you buy a sack of the premium garden soil, it says, you know, there's enough fertilizer in there for 6 months.
Yeah.
Now, is that sufficient to grow a crop in the spring, or do you need to supplement that with some spray fertilizer?
You could probably use some of the spray fertilizer and be safe with it. One part of gardening is you got to just see how it's going and see, because we have sometimes done great with just the compost and everything's just growing beautifully. And then some other plants like tomatoes, they're difficult just this year in general, I think
everyone's had trouble with the tomatoes.
Yeah.
A lot of folks have had the same problem with a good vine and growing tremendous, beautiful vines that are very decorative but aren't producing.
Yeah.
Maybe have a couple of tomatoes on each plant.
Well, we had some trouble with all of our tomato plants. They just look pitiful. And so we used a copper fungi, and put some dry spacious earth on them, and they started to sprout up, and they're actually starting to produce some tomatoes, and yes.
Okay, the yield that you'd expect off of a full of a hand raised that you put tomato plants in?
Well,
in a normal yield that you expect. Basically, the thing you do is in the ground.
I would say a little above average, just because I think it's easier to maintain and actually get through and pick all that you need and get the rotten stuff off and get the good stuff out faster so that you can produce more. I don't grow my tomatoes in raised beds. I grow my tomatoes in their own buckets.
That's something I was going to ask you, because I have a friend who's in South Carolina that has, how many buckets he has. And I have seen pictures of his, and he has these tomato vines that are 5 or 6 foot tall, and they're loaded with tomatoes.
Yeah.
Two bottles.
That was about how ours were last year. We had a ton of tomato plants last year, and they just grew beautifully in their own bucket. And what I really like about the bucket is because if one tomato plant goes bad, you can just take that bucket away instead of, if it's in the ground with the rest of them, they're going to be more susceptible to whatever blight has hit them. But if it's in their own bucket, you can just remove that one bucket and the rest are fine.
Okay, now, what are the best vegetables or things that can accommodate being grown in the rain?
Carrots. We have had a whole lot of success with carrots. And squash and zucchini. We always do really good with our summer squash and our zucchini. What else have we done? Sunflowers are actually a good one to grow because despite being a big plant, they don't take up a whole lot of the ground, and it just adds beauty to your...
Okay, you mentioned carrots. What about the root plant? You know, normally the root plant you put out in the soil, the soil gets fairly firm around it, but it's not going to get firm inside.
No.
Do they grow just as well, or they?
I think they grow better in the raised beds, personally.
In the looser soil. Okay, and what about the old Irish taters?
Well, this is our first year growing the potatoes this year. We have our potatoes so far that they've actually already started coming up once they harvested, and they look really good. We carried them to Super School, and they look really great so far. We're experimenting with sweet potatoes, sweet potatoes, and butternut squash, and what else? Trying to think. We got Brussels sprouts, which those did not
turn
out too well, but I don't think
anybody would have that. Okay, now I'm going to say, all of these will have to
be after the fall. I don't know how big of a garden we would have to plow up, plant everything that we do, because we rotate all the time to what we plant. I think there's a great benefit to that because, we grew peas earlier this spring, and whenever they got done, we went back and planted something new. And we grew lettuce and spring greens, and whenever those were done, we ripped them up and planted something new. It's like there's always, you can always rotate a lot easier with the square footage, because even though the far half of the bed isn't done growing yet, this upper half is, and you can just start something completely new.
Okay, let's take a little short break.
Okay.
Come back. I'll have a couple more questions for you here. We'll be back just in a minute. We'll work in a work through the sponsors. We'll be back just in a moment.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patient. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back today. I need to announce, too, that we're going to do our birthday anniversaries here in a few minutes. I'll read off our list of names and things, and we'll do that. But we've been talking about Ray's Garden, and I know that that's getting to be quite popular here in Clay County and all over, everywhere. And the nice thing about, I guess, the Ray's Garden is that if you've got a solid rock bed out there somewhere, another thing, you, and you hadn't got good soil for a garden out the old natural way, that it makes having a garden pretty easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like the fact of raised beds that you can literally put it anywhere that you have the space outside for it.
You know, it's space and not quality of soil you're looking for.
Yeah.
And you actually can rotate the soil every couple of seasons you want to, but we do know that fertility in soil wears out. And sometimes if you don't want to use artificial fertilizers, you got to clean them out and put new compost in.
Yeah.
And do you, like in the spring, when you go ahead and use a little sprout, cut the sprout, a lot of your plants yourself.
Yes.
And instead of putting, do you put any seed in the ground?
You can put some of the seeds in the ground. Like carrots, I suggest just putting them straight in the ground because they don't die if you try to transfer them. Lettuce mixes you can put just straight in the ground. Your herbs and spices, a lot of them you can just put in the ground. But main ones that I like to sprout myself would be my squash and zucchini and some of the cabbage and the broccoli and stuff like that.
So, you know, get a head start that way.
Yeah.
But that, do you have a play of a greenhouse where you can sprout those early and get a head start on things? Or
kind of in a way. We have a shelf cleaned out in our laundry room that we actually will have them sprout. And if we don't have anything sprouting there at the moment, we raise microgreens right there, which microgreens, I'm obsessed with them right now because they're so cool. You can just put some seeds on this little sheet, and it's kind of like that. It's not. And you raise them under a light, and whenever they sprout up, you just cut off the tops, and you can put them in a salad or whatever you want to put them in. And you can raise sunflowers that way, and the little sprouts taste like sunflower seeds. And you can raise peas that way, and the little sprouts taste like peas. And it's just super cool.
What kind of plants are these? I mean,
they're microgreens. They're just small little plants, and you just cut them off, and they can go in salads. And
they have the flavor of?
They have the flavor of the vegetable that you grew.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
It's something new coming in. I've only ever seen one person selling them, and it was at a farmer's market in Knoxville, Tennessee. He had microgreens for sale, and I was like, this is amazing.
You know, at one time there was a thing, the hydro growing, the growing of what tomatoes think like in just a water-based greenhouse. Have you ever tried any of that?
No, I've never tried any of that. We done a project, we done a project in school my junior year, I think it was, that we tried growing plants like that for a little while. I did, whenever I was actually down in Florida a few years ago, I went to a garden, a farm, but that's how they grew everything was in the water-based bed.
I'm saying, that's kind of interesting, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I do know that it does work, and I think maybe years ago, Mr. Benny Strong had one of those greenhouses here in Salina.
Yeah.
He grew tomatoes that way. But I know you're getting ready for school this fall.
Yes.
Hopefully. You don't know exactly where you're planning on attending.
I'm not sure exactly. There's a few in the race that I'm prepared to go to. It really it's kind of playing it by ear to see how the world is going to turn out.
And you are thinking about going into education.
Yes, I'm planning on going into secondary education, so 6th or 12th.
So I'm sure if you were a teacher way of going, you really would be nervous, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would definitely be nervous. But I don't know if it would be scared nervous or just it's something new to figure
unknown.
Out. Unknown is definitely the word for it.
Most of us, if we know something about what we're sticking our foot in, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
If we don't know what's under the surface, we're kind of a little bit more, we're laid back. I was just waiting there before I stick my feet.
Yeah.
But I have no doubt in my mind that you're going to make an excellent teacher here one of these
Thank
days.
You.
And what about coming back home to Clay County to teach? Is that one of your, or are you want to go out and see the world and then come back here later?
I don't know yet. It really depends on what happens. If I end up in Clay County again teaching, then that's where I end up. It's really...
it kind of seems like it's... I don't know that this is one of the years you're in our education system that we had quite a few openings here in Clay County.
Yes.
It's a shame you weren't finished and ready to go.
Yeah, I know.
But I know it. Education is the big thing, and I know from our president on down, and I know he's looking at billions of dollars to plow into schools to know, to get them open, to try to make them safe. Mm-hmm. And like I said, educators that have been teaching for 15 or 20 years, and all at once, their world is turned upside down, yeah. And they don't know what to expect. Yeah. Yeah, but I do know our folks have been working with the Google School thing, mm-hmm. And I think the way that program works is they can actually have multiple students online with them at the same time, and they can kind of teach their class as they would. You know, with some of the science classes, the physical classes where you have to do hands-on experiments and things like that, you know, they're really not, well, I think there are, we had these years ago, the simulated experiences, because I can remember years ago that we had dissecting a frog, a digital program. Wow. Where the students could come in and use the probe and could actually dissect the frog, and basically the same thing as they would, except they wouldn't smell as bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, those things are, and I know it has to, you know, advance greatly from there. And I think there are these programs that where you can go in and mix chemicals, and if you mess up and don't get it right, you know, you'll get a little warning sign telling you all these things. But, you know, that's something new that, you know, our chemistry teachers they're not used to it, or other science teachers. But then there are the ag science classes that are definitely all hands-on classes.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the welding classes, things like that. Like you said, the growing of plants.
Yeah.
And, oh, we got a new ag teacher to high school this year.
Yes, I saw that.
Mr. Craighead.
Yes.
Coming in for that. And I know Miss Hatcher is back maybe first grade at Hermitage Springs. Well, Katie, it's been great having you here.
It's been great being here.
And I'm sorry we missed out on a little bit of time.
It's all right.
You and I could have talked for 2 or 3 days.
Probably. Everybody probably would have zoned out and been like, well,
but it's been a pleasure having you here. Before I change seats, people, I'm going to go ahead and read my birthday there. An anniversary. I know we got Adam and Destiny Copeland celebrating an anniversary on the 20th. Today's Johnny Rich's birthday on the 23rd. Kathy Roden on the 17th celebrated a birthday. Miss Judy Burnett on the 22nd. Marion McKay here in Salina celebrated a birthday on the 21st. And Curtis Rich celebrated a birthday. And then also Miss Christy East Melton on the 22nd. Mr. Randy Grasher on the 22nd. All these folks celebrate the birthday, and here toward the end of the show, we'll reach into our handy-dandy non-computerized selection system and pick out a winner. But Katie, goodbye for a while, and we'll catch you back here maybe at the end of the first year of college. What about the 4-H thing? At college, are you going to look at that?
I'm still going to look for 4-H because of the volunteer opportunities. I mean, I don't see the point in not giving back to your community, but if you can, I definitely will be looking for volunteers.
Very good. Once again, pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. With that, we'll be back. We'll be back just in a moment. I'll give you words from our sponsor.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care.
Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, everyone. Now I have Ms. Wanda Daniels here with me this morning, and your official title is?
It's the Administrator of Elections.
The Administrator of Elections here in Clay County, and we're getting started now with elections. We've had early voting open. Did we start this past week?
We started July the 17th and we'll go on until August the 1st.
And then the election is August the 4th.
No, August the 6th.
6th, right.
On Thursday.
Yeah, there you go. First Thursday.
Yeah, the first Thursday of August.
Don't matter what day it is.
It's always on Thursday, the first Thursday.
And okay, like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Wanda, I know there has been a lot of talk that about the write-in ballots and that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's not anything new, but the magnitude of it this year with the virus thing, it's been a major talking point. It's been a major stumbling block in some states. Tell us just about that a little bit and what it means to you, the election commission.
Well, if the election administrator of Clay County, I think it's going to be safe to come and early vote. We are equipped with sneeze guards, and we've got face masks for everybody that don't have them. We've got hand sanitizer. We give out free pens. Everybody comes in, signs their name, takes their pen with them. And so I think it's pretty safe. We've actually got gowns for people to come on if they, you know, want to wear them. And so I think it's pretty safe for them to come in there to vote. But now, if they choose not to, you've got the absentee ballot by mail.
Right.
And you have probably 12 different ways to vote by mail. You can either be over 60, or you can be it's on the road with a driving, like with the CLD.
The CLD. CDL.
Okay.
Commercial driver.
They can do that, or a caretaker taking care of somebody and ain't able to get out and leave. There's several different ways you can vote by mail. And then we have the new one that the law took effect for the coronavirus. If they don't feel safe, they can call in, and there's a reason for them to vote by mail because of the coronavirus.
Have you had any takers on that yet?
Had two, but one of them was over 60 and his wife was 58. The only two has called in for that.
Well, do you think that's going to happen here in Clay County?
No. It's not in November, but August. There's not a lot of stuff going on.
Not a lot of interest in our.
In our August.
Outside of our, I guess it's our Senate race.
Our United States Senate race. We have 15 Republicans and 5 Democrats. So that is a serious that's a serious thing that everybody ought to come out and vote for, to pull out one of each.
Well, you know, I saw something the other day, and it's kind of amazing that being a little bit naive or just not knowing exactly what's going on. And you'll notice sometimes somebody will say something about, you know, we've got all those 15 in the Republican side.
Yeah.
And you'll notice somebody will come on sometime and they're worried to death that they're going to split the vote and give the Senate seat to the Democrat. But they don't realize that you're picking somebody to run against the Democrat.
There'll be one out of five of the Democrats and one out of the Republicans that will go on to November. Then from there, in a general election, you don't have a primary. So there you can vote either way. But in the primary, you have to vote as a Republican or Democrat to pull out the one that you like the best.
Right.
To run on. Then you've got your state representative, Kelly Keeslin, is in there now. And then Carol Abney, here, she's a Democrat, Clay County. It's good to give them a confirmatory vote now. They'll be there in November.
Right.
And then you've got your congressman.
Right.
You've got one of each of them to run.
There are some important ideas. Do we have any judges or anything?
No,
here?
No. Okay. That won't be until 2022.
I know former citizens here is running for judge.
Oh, yes, Wesley Bray. Because he was filling in for David Patterson.
Right. He's not on the ballot, here.
Yes.
All right.
He's on the ballot. Most of the time, we don't have a county primary, but he calls for one for the judicial judge.
Okay, I guess, how many counties in Tennessee still have open elections like we do local open elections where we don't have primaries and people in Clay County don't run for local offices as Republicans or Democrats? I mean,
we don't have a primary like a county primary. Well, most of them have county primaries, but now Wilson County don't, Clay County don't, and I know Jackson County don't.
Okay, you look at Clay and Wilson, that's a big difference over those counties, isn't it?
Yes. You would think Wilson County would have one, but they don't have one.
But expense-wise?
If you have a primary for the county, it will cost you around $16,000 extra for May. Now, in the year that the president runs, the primary can run with them.
Right.
And because the state pays for the president primary.
But okay, now, in our presidential primaries here in Tennessee, that's all we do in that state, isn't it?
Yes.
For the president.
Yes. We had the judicial judge, which we very called for that. So that caused us to be that kind of lucky because we didn't have to pay for that. He ran that with the president's primary.
Okay, now, if we had had, say, the Republican Democrat, would they have been on that date as same as the president this year?
Yes.
Because I think that's something that's kind of fluid, isn't that?
Yes.
A lot of states have moved those around the different dates, try to get to be first or second.
If Wesley Bray was running, and he's running the off year of not the president, our May primary would be in May, and that would cost the county about $16,000.
And that wouldn't have been at the same time as our presidential
Because
we had to get away from that traditional thing. I guess to be different.
Yes.
And we'll try to get more publicity into the state and try to, I guess, bring more political clout to the state.
Yes.
You know, of course, all of these things kind of drift back toward that political clout thing, don't they?
Yes, it does. And I just wish everybody come out and vote because your vote counts. Anybody that don't vote has no say.
And we've got to talk about counting too. Don't forget the census.
Oh, census, yes. Everybody needs to do their census because they count. It's not nothing that, you know, a lot of people are afraid to do it because they think, well, they're looking, they'll know all my information, they're being nosy. That census is for us to count to get extra money for our county, like grant money and federal money. I mean, that's for all of us.
Kevin's going through those. I mean, it's a whole lot of money over the 10-year period.
Yeah.
But now, most everybody in Clay County will get counted because if you don't send something back on your own, somebody is going to come to your house.
Yes, there'll be somebody knock on the door.
And you're going to have. I did this thing online, and I've seen the paper You know, there was a time there when they asked all kinds of questions about whether you had running water or a toilet in the house.
How many cows do you have on the farm and just everything.
I mean, they were gaining all kinds of statistical information. Of course, now most folks don't realize that that's already online somewhere.
Yes.
Anyway, there's not much.
There's not much that the government doesn't know about. Yeah.
Because if you take 20 cows down to Browning's livestock, they do a report to the federal government, and your name's going to follow those cattle, and they know how many you sold.
Yes.
And they're really, it's hard to maintain any kind of
secret anymore.
And getting back to the election itself, I know in August, we have, how many candidates here in the county?
We have our caucus assessor, Billy Smith, and he's got no opposition with him.
Right.
He's only one. Then we have two school boards, District 4 and District 1. And the one that's in District 4 is Bonda Ware and Benji Bailey. Nobody's
unopposed.
Then we have District 1 with Jason Coons and Chris McLaren, and Jason didn't pick up a petition to rerun. And Chris McLaren, so we've got one there that the county commission will have to appoint unless somebody comes in and picks up a petition to run in November. And the deadline for that is August the 20th. To have it, to pick it up, get their signatures, 25 signatures, and get back in for August the 20th.
And that would, then they would
they
appear?
They would appear on November 5th. But in the meantime, in September, after the August election, commissioners will have to put somebody until November.
Until that time.
Yes.
So now, right now, the ones that are running now are running for their seat.
Yes.
And like I said, we've got the judicial post of Wesley Brown.
Wesley Brown. No longer.
It's official time.
Criminal court judge.
Criminal court judge. And that's kind of what we used to call the old circuit judge.
Yes.
And that came about when they used to ride the horses around in the circuit to all the county courts and take care of the locals. The big court, we call
big
it. Big court. Okay. Now, we've got early voting open now.
Yes, and we'll go on. We're open 5 days a week from 9 to 4. We're out from 12 to 1 for lunch. And on Saturday, we'll have two more Saturdays from 9 to 12. And it'll go on till August the 1st. Then 5 days after will be election day, August the 6th. And then we open up at 9 o'clock, all the polls in the district, and then we'll be open till 7 o'clock at night.
Okay, now, polling places by count. Where are they all at now, Wanda?
We have five districts, and we have seven precincts. The polling places is, our first one is Crossroads. That's our first district. And then we have a second district is at Hermes Springs. And our third district is here in Salina. And then our fourth district, we have two precincts there. We have Maple Grove and Butler's Landing. That's our fourth district because it was so big of a district.
Right.
They broke it up two precincts. And then District 5 is Precinct 6 and 7, and that's Beach Bethany and Pig Ridge. They broke up into precincts.
Okay, now, I know something's fixing to happen, and you probably do too, because with the census coming up, those districts are going to change all over.
Yes.
And I think, you know, if you look at the map from the, I guess, 10 years prior to this district, Pig Ridge was basically a district by itself. But now, the Pig Ridge district is running all the way from Pig Ridge to
the Beach Bethany back all the way back.
Nearly a month. And, you know,
that
would show that during that census, a lot of people had left Pig Ridge, and more people, I guess, had moved into, like, down toward Hermes Springs, Pineville, and that area. And then also the other big one was the Maple Grove.
Maple Grove and
we went up Maple Grove all the way to Butler's Landing.
Yes.
And if you looked at a map of our districting map, you'll notice that we had a district that crossed the river.
Yes.
That never had done that before. I think it went up on Cecil Maple Grove or something down
across
in there.
The river,
across the river. To try to balance that.
And people don't understand if you've got fences blocked and they've got to be blocked off. People say, well, I can understand why I have to live here and I have to go way back under the boat or across town. It's kind of odd, and I sat in on this 10 years ago with the county commission and the people from local government showing us why these census boxes block, and they can't break them up. They have to go by block. and it's kind of complicated. Okay. And it's hard to understand unless you sit in on the meeting and watch them divide that. You don't understand. I mean,
you know, probably right now the tax assessor could probably give us a pretty good idea of the way that it may change now because new folks moving.
Yes.
And I know you're a Pea Ridge resident, and I think you probably know that there's been quite a new family that have moved in.
We've got quite a lot because of a registering to vote here. We've got them everywhere. California, New York City. We've got a lot of people that moved in here in the last 2 or 3 years.
Of course. I think that's probably going to get to be a greater number now.
Yes.
Because a whole lot of folks have, I think they've looked around at this coronavirus thing and looked and seen that, hey, you know, there's no way that where I'm living now, I can get away from big crowds.
Yes.
And we've got a perfect place for them to
perfect
do that.
Place.
But now we don't want too many of them.
You ask people, I'm kind of a person that, I'll just straight out ask you, and if you don't want me to know it, you say, you can just tell me, you're not going to tell me. But the way I look at it, when people come in to vote, and I say, you know, they're from California, and I'm thinking, what brought you all the way in here? Internet, looking out on the map, and seeing how everything is, and how everything's laid out. So.
You know, and that's something we're looking at with a group that we have working now, with the young lady from the state, looking to how to market this county better. And, you know, I think we've kind of depended on Del Hollow Lake to bring people in here. But most of the people now that are coming to Del Hollow Lake, they're not coming in here looking for a place to resettle. Well, you know, there's going to have to be a way where we can get information out to folks that there is more here than just Del Hollow Lake. That the county itself, the layout of the county, the rivers we have here, the closeness that we have. I know our local hospital is back operating now, but we are 35 minutes from a major medical center now. That's in Cookville.
Yes.
That is a major medical center.
Yes.
But we do know that, you know, that minutes mean lives in some of those cases. But, you know, if you need that great specialist, they're in Cookville.
Yes.
And you don't have to go that far. And, you know, hopefully if our hospital if it'll progress, that we'll have some specialists that want to come in here maybe once a month or something to save the trip. But once again, got to remind, if you want to keep this hospital, you're going to have to use it. And, you know, new businesses coming in here, we need to attract businesses. And we have got, I don't know how many thousands of vehicles that come by where we're sitting here right now. And they come by and they look at this old building, and they may wonder what it is, but so far we haven't given them a reason to stop and look at the building. And just imagine, Wanda, if these hundreds, thousands of cars that come through here each day, if we could get one out of every 100 to stop and spend $10 with.
Oh, yes. That means a whole lot.
And, you know, and not just here in Salina, but throughout the county. To get folks, hey, if we have more people walking around the street here and looking in our stores.
We've got quite a few stores here.
And making sure they're open.
Yes. Yeah, they need that. We do need that open. Yeah.
And, we know, I know on holidays, you don't find many stores open here in Carolina.
No.
And that's when we have most of our
visitors coming through.
And
we do need them.
I don't know. There's lots of things we need to work on. We appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you.
I know it's not going to be easy this year. It's not really easy every year. And, you know, can you imagine in Davidson County, where you know they're going to get in hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots, the people that they're going to have to hire to count those ballots?
Yes. I have to say that I'm proud of Clay County and the people that live here. We've got absentee ballots in and not that many more than what we usually have. And people, it's great here. They come out to vote. I mean, I'm so proud of the people here in Clay County. They come when they come to vote. The older people, they love to come to vote. You know, they don't want to call for an absentee ballot. They want to come and cast their vote in person. And I'm proud of the people here in Clay County.
You know,
we've got a great county.
I do know that we don't have the turnout that we need.
Oh, no.
And,
I try to encourage everybody
to
come and vote.
You know, our new settlers that are in here,
yes.
I don't, you know, they, that we have this county here that has officials that need to come out and vote for us. They're going to be part of this county.
Yes.
And we do need to encourage them. Well, I think we're about to run out of time.
Well, that's fine.
What is fine?
Well, I know. I could talk all day, but I enjoy being here with you, Thomas, and just tell everybody we need to come out and vote. We'll be on up to August the 1st. So.
And then you'll have the regular polling places open.
They'll be open.
And hopefully a lot of folks will show up then. And you know something I've kind of thought of over the years? Mm-hmm. Maybe we ought to go back to the old tradition of announcing the election results here at the courthouse.
That'd be fine for me.
Just sitting down the community.
Yeah, I would
remember that. Everybody gather around like they used to.
Yeah, around the courthouse. That'd be nice.
Of course, used to back in those days, there'd be at least one or two fights to break out.
Oh, I know.
Before everybody got away from here. With that, I'm going to let you just reach in there and get me a number out here. And let me count down my list here and see. Mr. Randy Thrasher won the birthday cake today. So
congratulations. Happy birthday.
You are your representative. You can come over by the Clay Chamber, and they'll have a little coupon there for you for the Dairy Queen, and you can go out and get one of those delicious ice cream cakes. Wonderful. It's been a pleasure having you here. I apologize if the sound hadn't been real good today. Our equipment didn't work good, so we've been to you on my cellular device today. We've got our backup here. And we'll see you again next Thursday at 9 o'clock. And I think we came on late and I didn't announce that. We were on again this evening at 6 o'clock. So you listen to the rebroadcast, and these shows, I think, are still being streamed on the Del Hall Horizon website. So there's chances to hear them in some of the older shows. But I guess until we meet you again next week, we're at the same place here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. May the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.